Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'omnin, workers that are working, picking fruit in the tree, or working on top of walls. Karin Bereisha Ilan, the worker may say Kriyashma Bereisha Ilan, even at the top of the tree that he's working in. A Bereisha Nidbach, or on the top of a stone wall that he's working on, even though they're up high and they can't have as much kavana, they're allowed to say Shema on top of these heights. Masha'inan Rasha'in Lasas came betfila, but this is something that they are not allowed to do in the case of tefillah, Shemina Esrei, that for Shemina Esrei one requires a greater kavana for the entire duration of Shemina Esrei, and he may not say Shemina Esrei while up in a tree or on top of a wall. Mishnah Hey. Chasan, a newly married groom who marries a basula, a woman who's married for the first time, Pater Mikriyashma, he's not obligated in Kriyashma, Balayla Harishan Ad Matzah Shabbos, from the first night of his marriage until the upcoming Matzah Shabbos, through that night, Matzah Shabbos, Imlay Asamaisa, if he has not done the act of marital relations, he's Pater until Matzah Shabbos. Because he's tired, he's distracted, and his mind is not able to focus on Kriyashma. Really, this is a set rule that he has four nights. And in the times of the Mishnayos, the minhag was for a basula, one who was marrying a woman the first time, they would get married Wednesday night, as said in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Ksubos. So four nights from Wednesday night would always fall out of Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why our Mishnah says, until Mitzvah Shabbos. And it was four nights that he was putter in Kriyashma, Imlay Asa Maisa, if he had not done the action. The Mishnah continues with the story. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. It once happened with Rabbi Gamliel, Shekar Balayla Harishan Shinasa, that he said Kriyashma the first night that he got married. Amrulay Talmidav, his Talmidim, his student, said to him, Laila Matan Rabbeinu, didn't you, our Rebbe, teach us Shechasan Pater Mi Kriyashma? Balayla Rishon, that a chasan is not obligated in Kriyashma on the first night after his chasna, after he got married. Amar lahem, Rabbi Gamliel responded to them, Eini shemei lachem, I'm not going to listen to you, levatal mimeni malchus shemayim afilu sha'achas, to be mevatal, to not be mekabal al malchus shemayim afilu sha'achas, even one time, not to be accept upon myself the kingship of Hashem. For one moment, Rabbi Gamliel said that I'm not going to miss that opportunity. And although he wasn't obligated to do so, he voluntarily chose to say Kriyashma the first night after he got married.